Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 here in the KW Cambridge area. It's Golden Record with your host, Jeff Steger. And tonight is one of our special Golden Record situations where we're going to talk social dancing as well. And I'd like to, right off the bat, thank Michaela and Megan for being guests tonight. Thanks for coming on board tonight.
Hi, you're welcome. We're happy to be here.
That's good. So, as you know, we're going to talk about Little Green Men, and we're going to talk about social dancing and all that kind of stuff. And I'd like to get our listeners to get to know our guests. So, first of all, you guys, tell us, how many people sit around the Suarez Christmas or Easter family table?
So, on our normal days, there's five, including my sister and I. During Christmas and Easter, it's a little more hectic when we usually go to my dad's side, and there's probably, 16 of us, so it's pretty busy. Lots of younger cousins and such, so it's always a fun time.
And do you have any Christmas traditions you like to do? Do you open your presents the night before or the day of Christmas?
Yeah, so on Christmas Eve, we go to my grandma's house, and we always get one gift there. And then the rest are opened on Christmas morning, so that's fun.
any other Christmas traditions? Do you go down and cut down your Christmas tree the week before or the night of? Or do you have a Christmas tree up all the way from 1st of December to the end of January?
Yeah, my mom likes the Christmas tree up as minimum as possible. So it usually goes up a few weeks before Christmas, and it's an artificial tree.
Yeah.
So quick and easy.
Oh, that's kind of a cool thing. It's nice. Everybody has their little traditions, and it's a nice way to get to know people. Let's go to the next part, and let's get our first song underway here. We'll come back and talk more about Little Green Men and that sort of stuff. The first song, one of the two songs that you suggested, was Elton John or One Direction. Which one would you like to play first?
One Direction.
One Direction. Okay, here we go, folks. So just stay locked in tonight. It's a Golden Record here at CKMS Radio, and tonight's guests are Michaela and Megan Suarez. We'll be right back. Here we go.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Oh. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh, you don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I can see. You'll understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, oh, you don't know you're beautiful. Oh, that's what makes you beautiful. My world like nobody else do it.
way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
Lots of energy in that song. My goodness. What kind of music do you like?
Basically One Direction. What about you, Megan?
Yeah, One Direction.
Any other bands?
I listen to a lot of like throwbacks and 2000s hits.
I listen to like just like some sad music. Really gets me in the feels.
Any band names or artists come to mind?
Thanks, Adam.
Niall Horan. One Direction.
And would you go to more concerts if you could, or do you like to go to quieter places to listen to guitar players? What if you go out and you listen to music? What do you like to see? What do you like to do?
We like concerts, like energetic concerts. We actually had two planned. So, we were supposed to go to two concerts together this summer, but they got canceled, unfortunately. But yeah, we like the energetic music.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. It's nice if you get to a concert like that once in a while, and the artists really appreciate the support because they have to live too. So that's a good choice. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to your next song selection, and we'll get that in a bit. We'll get that in a bit. First of all, we want to get to know you guys a bit more. Tell us, what do you do? Are you busy in the basement making a boat, or are you climbing rock walls? What do you do?
I like to dance a lot, so I do dance classes every day. Mm-hmm. And right now I've been doing a lot of classes from home online.
Mm-hmm. And are the classes like, is it like one of those Zoom things where everybody's got a video camera on and they all watching it one video or something? How do you do that?
Yeah, it's through Zoom. So the teacher sets it up from the studio and then she just does the lesson like normal and we just follow along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, you're out of school right now. I guess there's some schooling you can take online, but that's not quite the same as going to high school, is it?
Yeah. A lot harder.
Yeah. If you don't have a teacher there to help when you get to the tough part, it makes it a bit more difficult. You're stuck till you get past that part, I guess. Eh?
Yep.
Well, this sounds like a good deal. How about you, Michaela? What yourself? What are you doing?
So I'm actually a university student. I go to the University of Windsor, and I'm studying psychology and education. So I was actually supposed to be teaching right now, but as you know, the schools are all closed. So I'm back at home. I've been doing online class just for fun. It's a psychology of well-being, so that's been super interesting and something that's keeping me busy. But yeah, I've been spending lots of time with my family and my sister, especially. We don't usually get to see each other for a year, so it's kind of nice.
And what would you normally be doing in the summertime when you're not at school or not teaching? Are you a part-time job on it, or are you doing more studies? What's your summer like?
Yeah, summers, for the past four summers, I've been a summer camp leader. So I'm kind of bummed that probably won't be happening this year. But yeah, I like to work with the younger kids, and we do all sorts of games and activities during the summer for the city. So that's what I would have been doing in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like you keep yourselves pretty busy. There's lots to do, run around, do things, and stay otherwise out of trouble. And that's a good deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, this is good. This is a good start to our next part of our show, which is going to be about Little Green Men and social dancing and stuff like that. We've already mentioned dancing. We've already haven't talked about the Golden Record now yet, which is about messages that were put on a spacecraft that's some ridiculous 20 million miles away or something like that. But let's play another song here. We'll come back and talk about those topics. And we're taking turns here, so I'm going to pick one here. And this is a classic. This is a song by Van Morrison called Moondance. And popular song for a long time. Van Morrison, I think, is still with us. Anyway, we'll play the song, come back, and listen, folks, you're listening to Golden Record here at CKMS Radio 102.7. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll be back shortly. Here we go.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling, of your heart strength that plays soft and low. You know the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. You know the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
listening to CKMS 102.7 here serving local community radio in the KW Cambridge area. And thanks so much for listening in tonight, folks. You could be doing many things tonight, but you're with us, and we really appreciate it. And tonight's guests are Michaela and Megan Suarez, and we're just glad they're on aboard the show tonight. And if you ever wanted to consider doing your own show sometime, please get a hold of us. We have a Start a New Show tab on our homepage, and if you want to talk about canoes or your hockey team or whatever you'd like to do, then this is a thing you could do. Let's get back to the show. We have talked already to our two guests about things Christmas and things about what they do. And now we're going to do a part of the show where we're going to talk about our topics tonight, and there are two. One is social dancing, and the other is Little Green Men from Mars. So let's start with the social dancing. Now, you guys, so I think you'd probably agree that dancing is a great thing, right? Everybody agree?
I love dance.
All right. So let's talk about dancing, because I think you'd agree that everyone should do that. And the first question I have for you, can you guys remember when you first started to dance? Were you at a wedding, or did your high school, public school do it? When did you first start dancing?
Well, Megan and I were both put into ballet dancing when we were like 3 years old. We've been dancing.
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Dance.
Maybe you speak a little too loudly, and I can't tell.
Yeah, we've been seeing 3 is when we got put in, and I've been dancing ever since.
Since you were 10 years old?
I've been dancing since 3, and I still dance now. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of dancing do you do now?
Well, I started with ballet, and now I've kind of migrated and started taking like all of the lessons, mm-hmm. or all of the styles. Contemporary, all of it all.
And where do you see yourself dancing in the future? What would you like to do?
In the future, I'd maybe see myself as like a dance teacher. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to keep dance in my life for a long time. I really enjoy it.
That's good to hear. And you'd encourage anyone else to take up dancing too, right?
I sure would.
So how do people go make that first step? At first they say, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that. What was the first step for you? When did you know you were going to take the chance and do it?
Well, when we were younger, my mom just kind of signed me up mm-hmm. for dance lessons. And ever since then, I've really enjoyed it. So I've just stuck with it.
Mm-hmm. Is that true for both you guys?
Not exactly. I got into dance when I was younger too, but I didn't quite enjoy the type of dance as much. So I stopped dancing when I was about 11, and then it became kind of like an insecurity for me. Like, I didn't really want to dance anymore. But I actually have an interesting story. In my last year at university, like my past year, mm-hmm. We had to take a mandatory dance class. Mm-hmm. So I was super nervous for it, and I was like, I can't dance. But the teacher was really encouraging and super positive, and she kind of made a really welcoming space for everyone to dance, and it just became fun. It wasn't about who was good or if you had all the moves perfect. It was just about having fun. So that was like a real highlight in my dance career, so to say.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like you have a good start. And where do you see yourself dancing in the future? What would you like to do?
I would not be on stage like my sister would, but I like to dance at parties and just with my friends, just for fun. That's what I like about it, is just freeing and fun. Mm-hmm. Megan's more of the technical ballet, and she does she has really beautiful dance, like, mm-hmm. on stage and stuff. But I think it's more fun for me just to do my silly dances around with my friends.
And social dancing or partner dancing, is that part of your what you like to do or do?
I actually don't have much experience with it. We actually had to take square dancing lessons in middle school for my grade. So that was kind of interesting, but I mostly like to dance with my group of friends, not so much partner dancing, or by myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, sounds like you're enjoying dancing, you can remember the first time you started, and you have an idea of what you want to do moving ahead, so that's good to hear, and of course we want to encourage people to go out and dance. It's not only good for your health, it's also good for your state of mind, and it's just a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the question I have for you is about Little Green Men. Now, the backstory is that 40 years ago, they shot this spacecraft out into the stars called Voyager 1 and 2, and they attached a golden record to them. And the idea was that anybody who discovered them could, know where they came from the planet Earth. Intelligent life. Is there intelligent life in the universe? So, there's two ways to look at this. First of all, you talk about outer space. So I'll just ask you guys a question first is, if you get a free ticket on a spaceship from Elon Musk, would you take the ticket?
I certainly would. I feel like space is such a cool concept, and I feel like I don't know much about what goes on. Like, as much of it as I've learned about it, I feel like living on space or like in a spacecraft would be so cool.
Mm. Yeah, see, I actually had someone ask me this question not too long ago, and I said no. Just because I'm kind of scared of what's out there. I don't like the unknown, so I'm not very like eager to get out into space. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if the opportunity arose, like, how do you say no to that? Mm-hmm. I think I would have to.
Well, that's like an honest way to put it. In fact, lots of people say they would go up, and famous people have said we shouldn't have done it because I think it was Stephen Hawking, a very distinguished physicist, recently passed away, said we probably shouldn't have set that message out there. So what do you guys think about movies? Like, I'm thinking back of all the movies. Now, you got a bunch of movies like Independence Day and 4th of July, and the aliens are coming in, and we got to fight them off. And then you got other movies like, E.T. and the aliens and stuff, and they're friendly. Do you think intelligent life is friendly or out the universe? Would it be friendly or would it be out to get us?
I would hope it may be friendly. I think if aliens came down to Earth and they had to interact with us, I think they would be more scared of us than actually try and fight us. So I would hope they would be friendly and not try and attack or anything, but I feel like they would be scared and not, kind of like animals are when they first come out. They don't really want to interact. They'll just do their own thing and we'll do ours.
Well, that's a good comment, and that's the kind of things that people have been thinking about when it comes to little green men from Mars and stuff like that. The other question I want to ask you about this is that I'll frame it this way. First of all, on the planet Earth, we speak all kinds of different languages. Hard to understand each other. But you know what? No matter the language, I can tell if they're playing music, if they're singing or if it's music. Seems to me it's a universal language. Like, do you think aliens listen to music?
I think they would. I think if you played a song for an alien, they'd be able to move their body accordingly. So I feel like that is kind of like the universal language, and they'd be able to understand. And I'm sure they listen to some sort of music. And it's interesting, I actually took a music class in university, and we talked about what really is music. What qualifies? Does it have to be a song? Does there have to be vocals, instruments, all that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. And basically any sort of sound you want can be music. So I'm sure they would have their own style of music, even if it wasn't the same as ours.
That makes sense. Any other ideas there? Let's put it this way. You think, how about this? What about music and dance? Do you think aliens dance?
Yeah, I'd say so, because dance doesn't just have to be like the typical dance move you think. Dance is any type of movement that you do. So it could just be anything. So I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm glad they put music on that golden record that went out to the stars. Hopefully they can listen to it and realize it's an expression of being human, and it brings them some curiosity and pleasure. That would be good. So we just did really well here. We'll come back in another segment and follow up any of these questions or anything that comes to mind. But now it's time to play some more music. And the next song here that I have on the playlist is one by Elton John. And what a great song choice. Rocket Man. Because we're talking about space. So tell us about this song and why do you like it?
I'm kind of aging myself here, showing how young I am, but I didn't really know who Elton John was until the movie Rocket Man came out, which was, I think, 2019. So that was my introduction to Elton John, and ever since that movie, I just fell in love with his music and his style. So the song is, like, I think it's really powerful and really, really moving. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Megan knows who Elton John is.
No.
How would you like to have tickets to go see Elton John? Would you go see him?
Oh, absolutely. He was going on his farewell tour, and I wanted to go so badly. Mm-hmm. But again, everything's canceled now. But yeah, that would be really cool.
That's true.
He actually did an online concert, so that would be really cool to watch.
He may never be able to retire. He'd have to keep going to the final tour.
I know.
Okay, let's play this song, and then we'll be back, folks, talking some more with our guest tonight about Little Green Men and spaceships and dancing. And thanks again for listening in. You're listening to CKMS 102.7 here serving the Kitchener-Waterloo, Cambridge area on your local community radio. All right, here we go.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand. Just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man.
That's a great song. Good choice for that one. It really fits with our spaceman theme tonight, Rocket Man. Hey, so, what was that? That was the song that Chris Hadfield sang up in space, right?
Is it? I'm not sure.
I just forget now. I should know that. He's a Canadian astronaut, of course. He came down, but he had a little video where he's up there playing his guitar, floating around in space. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, good. That was a good one. And once again, thanks for listening in tonight, folks. This is a Golden Record, and Michaela and Megan are our guests tonight. So this part of the show is sort of a thing where it's a bit of a wrap-up, I guess. Not really a wrap-up, I like to phrase it this way. Boy, I wish there was questions a host would have asked or things that I want to talk about that came up in conversation. Anything come to mind, you guys? We talked about, Christmas, and then talked about school. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Social dancing?
Yeah, I think a little bit more to the dancing part.
Okay.
I was talking earlier about how I used to dance competitively, and then I kind of stopped. And I just would want to encourage anyone who feels like they can't dance, or that they're nervous to, or they're embarrassed to, that if you really just have fun with it and you try your best and not care what other people think, it's actually a lot of fun and it's not as scary as it seems. It took me a long time to learn that. I wouldn't dance for a while, but after kind of finding my confidence and finding the right people, it's a lot of fun. So I think you should go for it and not worry about what anyone thinks or says about your dancing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a famous saying that way. It says, dance like no one is watching.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you really want to see someone who believes that, the young kids, they're oblivious to what people think. They just, in the moment, experiencing it, the dance.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was teaching in a grade one classroom, and we would dance every day in the classroom just to get their energy out and just have some fun.
Yeah.
And you could see these kids dancing. They are having such a good time, and they don't give a care what anyone says or thinks. It's
yeah.
It's just pure fun and enjoyment.
Yeah, I believe it. Dancing is a big part of a lot of exercise programs now. Like, I think them guys at Zumba, they got a bunch of moves they make. Those guys that go to phys ed gymnasiums are just... I know what they usually do is put some headphones on so they can listen to music while they're doing their... laps, or they're running on the treadmill or something.
Yeah. I actually started going to the gym, and I would not go without my headphones and my music playing. That's the one thing that keeps me there.
Yeah. And so it sounds like you enjoy that, going to the gym. That's one way it makes it okay.
Yeah, I actually I started going right before this whole craziness with the COVID happened. So now that the gyms are closed, I'm kind of disappointed because I was going pretty often, but now it's all about finding some at-home workouts and dances we can do at home,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making it work.
Hmm. Is there any folk dancing in your in the future, or something you might do or have done?
Yeah, I think that would be fun. I don't think we've ever done it before, but I think it would be a lot of fun.
Usually they have some pretty wild costumes, but lots of embroidery and dresses and things.
You know what? That was my favorite part about competitive dance, was the costumes and the makeup and the hair. So that sounds like something I'd like.
Well, it's nice to have that as a possibility. Eh? It's just a matter of when and where, and when it seems right and interest, and you have that channel you can go down if you like.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, how do you like the dancing you see on TV? Do you like that show Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I love watching shows like that. It's so cool. And like being a dancer myself, you learn so much from it. Mm-hmm. And like just the different ways that people move and the different like techniques and the styles that they do. It's mm-hmm. so cool to watch.
Yeah. Well, I've been waiting to see if they'd ever try it on that show. I don't watch it frequently, but you know, most music is either 3/4 times, that's typically waltz, and 4/4 time is common
yeah.
to rock and roll and stuff. But I've been kind of fascinated by 5/8 time, which is mm-hmm. like Arabian stuff. I don't know how you dance to that, but it'd be a real hoot.
yeah, that sounds fun. I love trying new styles, like mm-hmm. at school, because I go to Eastwood and we have a dance class. Mm-hmm. We did like a salsa unit and we did a waltzing mm-hmm. unit and a ballroom unit. And it's just so cool to branch out and do things that you typically wouldn't.
Yeah. And you know, that when you had that, you mentioned confidence when dancing, and that first time you feel confident dancing, and right away, poof, your world gets pretty big because you think, wow, I bet each of the other dancers has this chance to have this, you know, if I just relax and get into it, it can be a real good time. Does this make sense? Does that make sense to you when I say that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like as soon as you feel good about it, nothing else matters. You can just let go and dance freely and have fun. Like you said, dance like nobody's watching.
We should probably attribute that to the author of that. It's so ubiquitous around the world now. I don't know where it came from, but it's a very popular slogan, to say the least.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you mentioned costuming and stuff. There can be a lot to dancing, and there's that part. You know, for some people, the competition is fun. It's that you have a team and you go and dance and
that's, fun. Yeah. Our comp season got cut short because of COVID, so I'm hoping it can come back soon. But we've done, at least we got one comp in this season. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fun to be there and just be performing for other people, and it's just a really fun bonding experience too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When Megan's on stage, she's really in her element. I was in Windsor when she had her competitions, so I wasn't able to go, but they actually live stream them.
Oh, good.
So I was able to watch live, and it's just so beautiful to watch. She does a solo in point shoes, and she's just on her tippy toes spinning around. It's amazing. She's a really, really beautiful dancer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's good to hear, and good for you to say that. There's another bunch of people, they like to go and do that ballroom stuff, so they have a pretty strict syllabus where you have to learn, I think, at least 5 or 6 basic dances to some kind of standard bronze, gold, and silver or something. And that really suits some people. They really enjoy the striving toward a set goal of some sort. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I do something like that. We do ballet exams mm-hmm. with, like, an RAD syllabus.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn a bunch of exercises. There are some on the bar, some in the center, and some on point. And then we go, we train for a couple of years, and then we go into the exam, and it's just doing your best, and then you get your marks back, and it's really satisfying to do.
Yeah, to know you've made a certain level, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, for most of us, it's an issue. It's just social dancing. You want to be able to go to a wedding or some kind of event and just be able to get around the floor in kind of a coordinated way, and that's very legitimate too, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, back in Windsor, in university, a lot of people are going to parties and dance clubs.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see the different styles of dance, because some people get really into it, and then other people are just kind of swaying and
mm-hmm. yeah.
trying to blend in. But yeah, it's really interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it certainly is another confidence builder. You know, if you go out socially, you don't have to sit there and hang onto a beer bottle all night. You can get on the floor and do that for a while, or make conversation. I guess you agree with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, then so maybe one big hurrah again for get out there and social dance, right? Right, go.
Yeah, exactly. Go dance.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're moving along quite nicely in this show here right now. I think we'll play another song, come back, and talk to our guests a bit more. So it gets to be my turn this time, and I think here's one of my. It's another song talk about rockets and moons, and it's by Colin James, and it's of course named "Rocket to the Moon." We'll be right back, folks. Stay locked in. Here we go.
Somebody, baby, if I don't get back soon. When I come down, honey, landed in the middle of the sea. When I come down, honey, land me in the middle of the sea. I keep looking for my baby, I know she's watching out for me. Well, got a fine old streamline, really ain't built for speed. And really ain't fit for speed. Got a rocket to my baby, I give her everything she needs.
Goes. I love that song. That's a real lively one. Oh, we have a good bunch of music tonight, good guests, and once again, thank you for listening in tonight, folks. We're in our last bit of our show tonight. We've covered Christmas, and we covered what these guys are doing, going to school, being busy. We talked about what they do, and we talked about social dancing, and we could talk all night about that, I would think, eh?
Yeah.
But we're in the last bit of our show, and we have to make room for the next programmer coming up, and so we'd like to pretty move toward the end of our show now, and the question I'd like to ask each of you, you can take turns one the whole way through or whatever you want to do, and the question is, what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years if you want to go that far? And I know that we got the COVID thing going on, but typically, or what would you think you'd be doing in the next 2 hours? Who wants to start? Go ahead.
I'll start. Actually, next 2 hours, I have a group call with my friends coming up, so that'll be our version of hanging out during the night, but I'll be calling my friends and then hopefully getting a good night's sleep. But what about you, Megan?
Well, I have some schoolwork that I have to finish, so I'm probably going to work on that for a bit and then get a good night's rest.
That's what our mom wants to hear. Go to bed early.
I bet you. I think that's a good idea. How about the next 2 days? What are you doing? Go ahead, same way.
It doesn't seem like much of anything. I'll continue doing my schoolwork and staying inside. Hopefully the weather gets a little bit nicer because I've enjoyed going on walks kind of around the neighborhood.
I can agree with that. That's right.
Yeah. Hopefully the weather permits. So that's what I'm banking on.
I've got a bunch of online dance classes that are going on the next 2 days and then more schoolwork that I'll have to get finished.
Really thrilling stuff.
Yeah.
And how often do you sit down at night and talk to your friends on the video conferencing thing?
We like to do it like maybe 2 or 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. It's a big change from seeing each other every day, but we try and make it work.
And how about in 2 weeks? The weather should be decent by then. What else do you think you'd be doing in 2 weeks?
Oh, gosh. Hopefully getting outside more. Hopefully having more things to do. Right now we're kind of getting at the end of what we plan to do during quarantine with our classes and our activities at home. So hopefully we'll find a new activity. We've been wanting to start drawing and painting, so that would be fun to do. Mm.
Yeah, I'm just planning on trying to find more things. Hopefully the weather will get nicer, so I'll be able to go out more.
Yeah. You haven't started any projects like how to learn how to paint or something like that, or learn a language, anything? Yeah, you're not that desperate for things to do yet, I guess. Huh?
I've been doing some yoga, so that's kind of what I've been trying to practice every day. So I'm hopefully by the end of this, I'll be super flexible.
I've been reading more often. I usually hate reading, and I don't really have much time. So I actually started reading a book.
Well, you're doing something. That's good. Look, I know people are stuck, but they got something on the go. How about the next 2 months? What would you like to be doing the next 2 months?
Well, hopefully working at summer camp. I mean, it doesn't look too promising, but... Yeah. The next 2 months, I hope to have something going on, whether it's like an online course or something to keep me productive and busy, because I don't think I could stay at home and do nothing much longer.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you got an idea? How about, what else are you going to do in 2 months? Who's next?
I'm hoping that the studios are going to start opening up so I can be back in the studio dancing with my friends. Mm-hmm. Hopefully stuff will start opening so I can have socialization outside of my family.
Sounds like you have plans in 2 years. My goodness, in 2 years, one of you will be out of university and another out of high school, I guess, right? Have I got that right? Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us about 2 years. What do you see in 2 years?
2 years, so I'd be graduated, and hopefully I would be either supply teaching or working at a child care center. Working with little kids is what I want to do, so hopefully that's where I'll be in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And Megan?
In 2 years, I'd be finishing grade 12, making memories with my friends, hopefully getting ready to go to prom.
And, of course, we're social dancing yet, too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, you can really take a chance here. What are you going to be doing in 20 years, do you think?
Oh, gosh.
Go ahead, do the best you can.
Hopefully I'll be settled down, have a nice family, have a nice job, and I'm just striving for overall happiness in my life. That's the main goal.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. 20 years is such a stretch.
It gets here pretty quick, though.
Yeah, Megan's not the planner.
No, I'm going to go with the flow. What happens, happens.
I think Megan will be traveling the world, doing whatever she wants, because that's just how Megan rolls.
Yeah. And one of you might be in a spaceship by then and one not, is that right?
Yeah, yep.
Catch me in space.
Or you might switch switch roles, or you might both want to go or stay home.
Yeah, who knows, eh?
Yeah. Well, Well, I understand you can already, it's about 3 or 4 years now, you could actually pre-book a flight. And I forget which one of the entrepreneurs was doing it, but you could put down some money for a deposit, and when it came available, boom, up you go.
Oh, really? That's too soon to agree to.
Well, this has been just wonderful, you guys. I'm glad you could spend some time with us there. We're just about into the end of the hour here. We've got to pretty well wrap up, make room for the next guy here. Any last comments, social dancing and future plans and next 2 hours are a little things on the go. We're grateful we can sit here and talk about these things. And I'm personally glad you could take time and join in tonight on this show. And I just want to thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. We've had a lot of fun. And we just want to say hi to Uncle Clay. You're the best uncle ever.
Well, I hope they get back to you, all those people, and tell you how it went. That'd be great. And So, all right, folks, with that, then, we're going to call it a night here for our show and just stay locked into CKMS 102.7. This has been Golden Record, and come back and join us in 6 days and 23 hours. We'll have some more chat or replays with other guests from other shows and chatting more about little green men from Mars and spaceships and all their hobbies and things they do. Thanks so much for listening in. We'll see you later. Bye for now.